It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we get to talk with Jamie Frank from Windham Area Schools. How are you today?
Good morning, Steve. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, it's kind of one of those, you're in the middle of the beginning of hectic time now, right?
Yeah, it's go time at school. And kids, I'm sure, are super excited because they're going to start school next Tuesday.
Now, I do have to ask, when was it? Tuesday, I went by the school, and there were food trucks and cars and all kinds of stuff over there. What was going on?
So Tuesday was our first day of fall in-service for our teachers and paras. So we had all staff on campus, and yes, we do have food trucks come in so that they can get some food in a timely manner on those days.
That's really a neat thing to do to kind of kick off the year for them.
It is. Yeah. They really appreciate that. And it's good for our food truck owners too.
And they're working all this week then.
They are. So they're working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Monday next week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And students show up
on Tuesday for grades 5-12. And then we're doing the typical entrance conferences on Tuesday and Wednesday for preschool and elementary kids. So they get to meet their teacher one-on-one time, take their school supplies in, you know, learn where everything is.
Kind of get a tour of the place.
Yes.
It's an exciting time for sure.
Yeah. It calms the nerves a little bit when you get to be in the building ahead of time.
So then we get going and gosh, it just... So school starts and then you get a day off for Labor Day.
Right.
So that's kind of nice too.
Well, it'll be a 4-day week, 2 4-day weeks in a row.
I'm sure students love that too.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Now, there are some changes this year though too.
Yeah, so the one change I really want to note is that the middle high school is going from an 8-period day to a 7-period day, which means that they will be releasing at 2:49 every day. So we're not going to do this early release on Wednesdays for the middle high school. They're just always going to release at 2:49.
Okay.
So that is a change because in the past they have released at 3:15. So just be mindful of that. And then also there'll be a bus route with middle and high school kids that'll make several buses actually that'll make loops through town between 2:49 and 3:10 when the elementary gets off. So we'll be able to get those middle and high school kids home prior to the elementary kids getting on the bus, which will
alleviate that a little.
Yeah, the space concern on the bus. Yep.
Now we're going from 8 periods to 7, but the day is only 20 minutes shorter. Does that mean each period is a little longer?
Yep. So each period is about 5 minutes longer, and there's 4 minutes of passing time in between each period. So it'll be a little bit of a change for our students, but we feel it's going to be really nice for them to get out at 2:49.
Is 4 minutes the same?
It was 5 minutes
before. It was five, so it's a little bit quicker to get from place to place.
Yeah, 5 minutes is a long time for that building. You know, it's... To go from one end to the other is not going to take 5 minutes.
Yes. But, yeah. Very good. All right. So that will also affect people. Just be aware out in the community when buses will be moving a little bit different time than what we're used to.
Yes. It'll be just a little bit of a different schedule than what we're used to with the middle high school releasing at 2:49. So, yeah, just be watching for that, and I'm sure we'll fall into a routine with that just like we do with everything.
Yes.
So it'll be good.
And away we go.
And away we go. We are off.
Volleyball's on, football's starting, everything's happening.
Cross country's practicing, soccer's practicing. Yes.
It is a busy time.
It is. Yes. It's an exciting time.
It is kind of an exciting time. And you know, from the high school sports standpoint, it's an exciting time because pretty much, you know, everybody's undefeated right now, too.
Very true.
Always fun.
It is fun, yes.
All right.
The hopes and anticipation of a new season.
Yes.
Always exciting.
Is there anything else we need to mention before we talk to this guy?
Well, can I throw in a plug for the Pirates?
You can.
I mean, go Pirates.
Right? Now, right? They're in, they'll play tonight, and then they'll continue after that. But that game the other day was, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to all of it. But man, they had lights, guy hitting lights, and it was like the natural or something. And then it came down to the bottom of the ninth, and that was an exciting game.
It was exciting. So I was there because I can't just sit at home and listen. I mean, I do. Listen to KDOM. But
that's okay. We're there for people that can't make it to the game.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so I was there with that foul ball that hit the lights, and then glass was raining down on our dugout, and that caused a delay in the game. And then there was a little trick play at the very end to win the game.
It was exciting. Yeah. So, yeah, hats off to those guys.
I know. It's really fun. And the reason I mention it is because many of the players on the Pirates team are staff members of Windham Area Schools. So we have all of our FIED teachers that are playing with Chase McDaniel, and Jake Tower, and Alex Fink. And, you know, and then we have Dane Nielsen, who's a principal at school, who's been playing for Pirates for years.
That's kind of a who's who, isn't it?
It is.
There's
and
a lot of them.
You know, Jacob Johnson is our AD at school, and he's a coach for the Pirates. Nick Kalseth is a our head coach for wrestling, and he's coaching the Pirates. And Kobe Lovell, our fifth grade teacher. The list goes on. And then from there, you have graduates of
Well, that's the other piece. We haven't even mentioned a bunch of the former students that are playing.
Absolutely. So it is really exciting, you know, because it's kind of like a Windham Schools team, sort of, in a way.
Right, yeah.
In the town team. So anyways, I wish the Pirates the best. I hope they go on to play Labor Day weekend, and we'll be there cheering them on, whether we listen on KDOM or go in person.
There we go. Very good. Nicely put. Okay. You want to introduce this guy?
I do. So I brought with me Jewel Erickson today. So Jewel and I have been working on a project that we call the Windham Schools Foundation. So the Windham Schools Foundation was put together to enhance and promote classroom excellence by supporting academics, fine arts, and athletics within Windham Area Schools. So I like to explain it like this. Like, the state aid that we get for the school provides a basic education. If we want any enhancements to our programs, there's not funding that comes from the state for that. And so we have to seek other opportunities. The Booster Club is one fine example, right? But the Windham Foundation is going to be able to support the academic side of that, as well as the activities. And so I brought Jewel with today to just talk about where we're at with the Windham Foundation, Windham Schools Foundation, different than the Windham Foundation, and just give a little bit of info.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie and Steve. Happy to be here. And I think Jamie said it really well, that I think her and over the years, her school board have done a great job of providing for, you know, I've got four kids that went through the system, and really proud of the education and the experiences that they were able to get. But there are things that states and funding don't provide for. And we've talked a lot and looked at some, you know, neighboring communities that have been able to get education foundations off the ground and have really been impactful for students. And as we all know, communities are just stronger when you have a strong school system, and we're extremely fortunate to have that, and hopefully over time we can enhance that.
So how long have you been working on putting this together?
Well, you're probably asking the wrong person, but I tend to like to talk a lot, so I'll go first. But I think Jamie and some predecessors have been talking about this for a long time. But more specifically, why don't we just say for the last 12 to 18 months, Jamie and I and many others, I just happened to be, you know, on the inaugural charter board member to get this kicked off.
Now, the foundation, and you said you did sum it up, I think, really well, that we get money from the state, that this, it covers this and covers that, but the foundation doesn't necessarily, it's not like we're going to buy a bunch of extravagant extras. That's not what the foundation does. It kind of is to raise funds to help pick up the slack on needed things that aren't covered. Is that a fair way to put that?
That's a fair way to say it. I think the main way we should look at this foundation is just that it's going to provide enhancements to the programs that we have. So perhaps I'm a third grade teacher at Windham Area Elementary, and I really want to purchase, I want to take my kids on a field trip to an apple orchard because we're studying about whatever XYZ. And I've found a field trip that would really align well to the standards that I'm teaching. Well, there's not money in the district's budget to add field trip after field trip, for example. So the Windham Schools Foundation would be able to step in and pick up the additional costs for that field trip, for example. Another example might be if the, you know, band teacher really wants to get a particular drum that we don't have. You know, that could be another opportunity for the foundation to step in and provide funding for an enhancement to the program that just, you know, beefs it up and gives opportunities that aren't provided by basic funding from school districts.
So the way it works then is the teacher would come to the foundation with a request?
Yes. So there's a, we've developed a teacher request form. They will fill out that form. It will go before the foundation board to review it. And then, yes, if it's approved, then the funding would be used for that enhancement to the program.
The funding, all donations?
Yeah, I think that's really key. Certainly, when you're starting from scratch, it's got to be from the generosity of the community and businesses and individuals and those that have had a good experience, hopefully, and want to pay it forward is what you're hoping for. And we're already off to a really good start, well ahead of, you know, you make goals, right?
Sure.
And you're not sure even what to base those projections and goals off from. But we're you know, I think we've had 6 donations at this point, and I'm really impressed with what we've been able to do just to get started. Because as we know, it's like a startup business or anything else, the heavy lifting is happening more on the front end, and hopefully it gets to be as people get aware of us, which is part of the reason why we're here today. It'll help generate more interest and opportunity for us.
But there is funds in place right now to where this is starting this fall, this season, right?
Yeah, just to give you an idea, sometimes it's nice to talk about real numbers, but we have over $53,000 raised already.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we are off to a great start. And I think our next step is really marketing the foundation, making sure people are aware that as they're doing their estate planning or their yearly contributions, that they consider the Windham Schools Foundation as a place to donate.
So how do people, what's the process to make a donation?
So they could bring a check or mail a check to Windham Area Schools, just address it to the foundation. They could stop by Bank Midwest and make a donation there, or visit our website for more information.
Very good. What else do people need to know about this?
You know, I think it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. It's a 501c3 organization, so there's tax deductibility. But I think the biggest thing is what do we have? Do we have 12 or 15 board members? That we've got a cross-section of the community. We want to be good stewards of people's donations and really respect people's generosity, and their money's going to be used towards the right needs inside of a school, and they can earmark that if they so choose. But just know that there's a good cross-section of people to get this off the ground that really believe in the same things. And at the end of the day, you want to, I think the word enhance is things that we've thrown around a lot today, but we really want to enhance the educational opportunities, not only for our students, but for our instructors and providers at the school as well.
Off to a very good start, for sure.
Do you want to talk about the 2 types of donations, the special fund?
Sure, I can do that. Yeah, let's say that somebody wants to make a donation, it can be more of a perpetual, I have to put my glasses on to see, an endowment type of donation, which would be hopefully, as our 50,000 grows to something a lot more than that, it'll generate interest. And we hope at some point that we aren't tapping into principal and it's generating enough interest to be able to fund projects as those needs come in. Or somebody can do, and I have to put my glasses back on, a special fund type of donation, which would be that maybe they're really into music or really into theater and they want it to go directly towards a baby grand piano to be purchased or something. And certainly we can find ways and through that program find ways to know those dollars will go directly for that.
Is there any way, I know we talked a little bit about goals and things like that and starting point, but when you're looking to build this to where you really can keep it going just using the interest, how much money do you need in a fund before you can really do that?
Well, I don't know that we put a number on it because you just don't know the types of requests that you're going to get, but someday we'll be talking about millions of dollars inside of here. But I, when I say that, I don't want somebody to feel like $100 or $20 is too little of a donation. That's how you get there, you know, to take a little lead from your Pirates discussion. Singles and doubles are how you score runs. And so, yes, you know, at some point our goals are lofty, and we have seen some of our neighboring communities be able to do those types of dollars to be raised. But to get there, it takes all types of donations to get
there. And it is a process. Everybody understands we're starting from zero.
Absolutely.
So it takes a while to grow.
Absolutely.
Very good. Is there anything else we need to add today before we let you guys go?
I don't think so.
I think that's everything.
Okay. Well, it is definitely exciting. The Wyndham Schools Foundation, and you can get more information on it. Get a hold of the school, look on the website, stop at Bank Midwest, whatever you want to do. But definitely, it's all about getting it going.
Absolutely. We're one of the few schools that do not have a foundation, so we're really excited to get this up and running. And it's more about Wyndham area students in the future than it is right now. I mean, I think we look at this as a legacy, you know, for people to be able to leave their legacy right here in Wyndham and not look for places outside of Wyndham to, you know, donate. So anyway, consider leaving a legacy here right in Wyndham by donating to the Wyndham Schools Foundation.
Very good. Jamie, Jewel, thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome. It's great to see you.
Yep, definitely. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.